This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. A new report says Child Protective Services in Dallas County has been in a downward spiral for at least 5 years. The Center for Policy Innovation and Program Coordination at the Department of Family and Protective Services conducted this report. It cites, quote, negative culture, employee flight, increased workload, increased stress, and negativity, all with no apparent urgency on the part of upper management. Low pay and a heavy workload has contributed to high turnover within the agency, and as a result, cases of suspected abuse and neglect have lingered. In March, nearly 1,500 child abuse investigations in Dallas County were delinquent. A 4-year-old girl from Grand Prairie died last month under the care of her mother and boyfriend. CPS has been blamed for not acting quickly enough to remove the girl from the home. New census numbers listed a North Texas suburb among the fastest-growing cities in the country. KERA's Christina Martinez has more.
Frisco ranked as the fourth fastest-growing city with a population larger than 50,000 people. It grew by about 6% between 2014 and 2015. Georgetown, north of Austin, took the top spot, and two other Texas suburbs also cracked the top 10. Fast growth rates in the state's suburbs have been consistent for some time. State demographer Lori Potter says the increase reflects economic growth in the suburbs and housing problems in the inner city. While the fastest growth rates were mostly concentrated in suburban cities, the state's five largest cities added the most people in the last year. Christina Martinez, KERA News.
The Dallas-based Hunt Group has ended its bid to buy Encore for now. The Hunt Group filed a request for the Public Utility Commission to end a months-long process to approve and regulate a deal worth more than $17 billion. That sale was part of a plan to get Encore's parent company, Energy Future Holdings, out of bankruptcy. The PUC eventually approved that plan, but it also attached requirements which broke deadlines set on the larger bankruptcy deal. Some of the owners of Energy Future Holdings backed out of the Hunt plan. Officials with the Hunt Group say they're working on another plan to gain ownership. In 1862, one of the largest mass executions in U.S. history happened in North Texas. 40 people in Gainesville were convicted of treason for not supporting the Confederacy and were hanged. Our big screen team talks about a new film that revisits that dark period.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And today we're speaking with Jonathan Paul, who is a graduate student, a teacher in the media arts department at the University of North Texas, and the director of The Great Hanging. Jonathan, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
So The Great Hanging is about a story that happened in Gainesville in 1862. It's about a group of men who, during the height of the Civil War, were living in Texas, but they were actually unionists.
Yeah, roughly. I would say some of them were dedicated unionists, but not all of them. I think a majority of them were just frontiersmen, and they just wanted to live, and they didn't really care one way or the other what happened with the Civil War.
But as they find out, you sort of have to choose a side, or else really bad things are going to happen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So you tell the story mostly through the lens of one of these guys. His name is Nathaniel Clark.
My family and I set out to make a life for ourselves out here on the harsh an unyielding Texas frontier. Little did we know that we would know exactly what people mean when they say war is hell.
Tell us about him.
So Nathaniel came from Kentucky and then came into Gainesville in the late 1850s. And so he established his family in Gainesville and just started a farm and just wanted to live peacefully. Eventually what happened is his son James was conscripted into the Confederate Army. And because of that, that kind of prompted him to kind of take a stand. What's crazy is that most people don't realize is that Gainesville and the county voted against secession. They voted to stay with the Union. But the people of power in that community, they were the ones that said, well, no, we're going to join the Confederacy anyway.
And you actually have a personal connection to this story.
I do, yeah. So I'm from Gainesville, but I didn't know anything about this until I left and went to college. And I've told people repeatedly that I think it's better for someone who grew up there and for someone who knows the community and knows the people to do this story, because it is still a very touchy story for the people that still live in Gainesville. So it's better for someone like me who's from there to do this film.
As I was watching the film, which is 30 minutes long, I kept thinking this could definitely be expanded into a feature that really fleshes out these characters and their different alliances and allegiances. Are there any plans on the horizon for that?
Our plan is that we either want to do one of two things. We'll turn this into a feature film, but I personally, I think it would do well if we did this as a mini-series for television.
A lot of people are probably unfamiliar with this story. What do you hope people take away from seeing your film?
You can't run away from your past. You know, as a community, as Texans, we can't run away from this past.
So the film is going to show in Gainesville. Are you looking forward to that? And what do you expect from that event and that audience?
I am excited about it. There are still a lot of descendants from the victims that still live in the area. You know, back in 2012, they finally were able to get the memorial to, you know, dedicated to their family members. I think there's still a lot of people, they just don't want anything to do with it because they thought it would just bring, you know, a bad name to the city. But like I said, you got to learn from your past. You got to learn from your history. You can't run from it. I mean, it's not going anywhere. I'd rather face it and deal with it than to run away from it.
Well, Jonathan Paul, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you.
The Great Hanging screens Saturday at the State Theater in Greenville. Details are at artandseek.org. And the forecast, more rain, strong chance of it through the day, 30% chance of it tonight. The high should climb to around 65 this afternoon, overnight low around 60. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, turning sunny later with a high of 78. It's 60 degrees in Dallas and Tyler, 61 in Fort Worth, and 56 degrees in Wichita Falls.